Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 409 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before we get to today's question from Jason, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it extremely easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They help over 3 million other small businesses, and they help us manage our income, our expenses, and our invoicing. And they also have an award-winning mobile app, making it very easy for all of us to check the health status, financial-wise, in our business as well. And they make it very easy for us during tax season as too, which was probably going to sneak up on us, as we all know. So if you want to check it out, you can try it for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and going making sure to enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Jason.
Hey, Pat. This is Jason from San Antonio, Texas. I want to thank you very much for all the information that you provide for us to use to advance our income. And I got my first payout through Google AdSense, so I was really excited about that. Anyway, Pat, my question is, what are some methods that you have to disclose where your affiliates are, and where do you put those your disclaimer on your page for your website? Thanks, Pat, and want to thank you very much again.
Hey, Jason, what's up? Thank you so much for the question, and of course for all of the amazing support. I appreciate that, and the kind words you mentioned in your question too. In terms of disclosing affiliate relationships on your website, I mean, in the U.S., this is the thing you want to do. I mean, there are regulations out there, and even though your site might be small, I mean, you just don't want to take a risk. And so it's always good to, whenever you mention a link, to make sure that it's also an affiliate link. And there's a number of reasons you want to do this. One, again, like I said, it's just they want to make sure that you do that and that it's clear. But of course, laws change over time. Make sure you check with a professional for what you should be doing as well. But I like to just mention it anyway all the time, because a lot of people don't know about this affiliate thing and what it means. And so I always like to mention as much as possible that, you know, if I'm sharing something that is a course or a tool or a product or a service that I have an affiliate relationship with, I'll often mention that I do get a commission if people actually make a purchase. And I do that because I want to be transparent and honest, of course. But also, a lot of people are like, wow, if I go through this, Pat gets something back in return. And if you've given enough value and share enough wisdom with people, they're going to want to pay you back. And that's a very quick and easy way for people to pay you back. I also mentioned that there's oftentimes typically there is no additional cost to somebody making a purchase through an affiliate link. It just comes out of that company's pocket. And that's always a reassuring thing to know. And again, some people don't understand that. I know, for example, I've gotten a lot of emails from people who have said, thank you for letting me know that you actually get paid for me going through that link. Because some people, and I know I've done this in the past, when before I knew any of this kind of stuff existed, whenever somebody mentioned a product, and maybe they had a link for it on their blog post or wherever I was reading about this product, but then at the end of the article, I would just open up a new tab and find that product that way. Well, I know a lot of people who have emailed me saying, well, thank you for mentioning you get something back in return if I go through your link. I made sure to go through that link for you. And I think that's really cool. And that's always a great way to mention that as well. So I actually mention it whenever I mention it on the podcast as often as I can, or on a blog post, I'll put parentheses and say, I'm affiliate. This is an affiliate link. I do get a commission at no extra cost to you if you go through this link. And that's always good. I also mentioned that, well, if you feel like you have any questions about this or need support on it before you make a decision of buying it, let me know. And I think that also puts into people's minds, you know, a comfortable feeling, the fact that I can support them if they need it as well. And I only recommend products that I've used or have gone through as much as possible to feel comfortable with sharing, because, you know, that trust that you built with your audience is very important. It's more important than anything. And if you lose that trust by sharing a product that maybe has an attractive commission, but, you know, you're not exactly sure what that product is, that would just be insane. But even if it is a product that you know what it's about, but you haven't gone through it, or you don't trust the owner of that product, well, then you're risking that trust, because what if that product doesn't do justice? Well, they're going to be mad at that product and that product owner, but they're going to be more mad at you because you were the one that promoted it for them. And that's never good. So again, affiliate, you know, disclosing those affiliate relationships are really important as well. And probably the other place and the final place I want to mention is my resource page on Smart Passive Income. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/resources, that'll take you to my most profitable page on my website. And this is a page that has a number of different links, tools, resources, services that I've used and mentioned in the past. Some of them have an affiliate commission when people purchase. Some of them don't. They are just there primarily to help people. And if there is an affiliate, well, then of course I'm going to put it on there. But again, it's not about the commissions. It's about serving people. And your earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. Well, on that page, because there's a number of different links on there that are affiliate links, at the top of the page I mention, and I have specific language related to the fact that, you know, I do earn a commission. Actually, let me go there right now so I can read that to you so you can get a feel for that. But again, that's right up there in the front, blue text, because I want people to see it. So I'm going to go there. And smartpassiveincome.com/resources. And again, it says right here, resources. I thought it would be helpful to create a resource page that you can always come to for all of your passive income needs. I'll add to it as I learn more, but you'll notice that in the future, I will reference this page quite often, which I do. I recommend bookmarking it for your future reference and convenience. Enjoy. So it's helpful for my audience, but it's also great because I earn a passive income when people go through these recommended products. Okay, so here's the disclosure in blue text, because I want people to see it and not miss it. I guess it could be red, but you know, a lot of the other colors on my site are red. So I have it here blue specifically because it stands out and I want people to read it. It says right here up top, it says, disclosure. Please note that some of the links below are affiliate links. And then this is bolded. And at no additional cost to you, unbold, I will earn a commission if you decide to make a purchase. Please understand that I have experience with all of these companies and I recommend them because they are helpful and useful, not because of the small commissions I make if you decide to buy something. Please do not spend any money on these products unless you feel you need them or that they will help you achieve your goals. So again, I'm very clear that my primary goal here is to help my audience, but I do earn a commission and it's at no additional cost. I could probably add another part there that says, if you need any help or have any questions about these, please let me know. And I think that would actually help. So I'll probably add that very soon. So hopefully that helps you and gives you some idea of how I treat affiliate links and how I disclose my affiliate relationships. It's always been positive. I don't try to hide it. I used to think that you'd want to blend it in and make it seem like it's your own product, and that's never good. You want to be honest as much as possible with your audience. So Jason, thank you for the question today. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here in the show, just dropped my pen. Thank you so much for all the questions, because obviously this show wouldn't be here without them. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, and we answer 5 questions a week, and I hope to get to yours at some point in the future too. As always, I want to also thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Thank you for making it easy for me and for everybody else out there, the 3 million other small business owners, for helping us making it easy to manage our finances. When I first started this online business thing, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was using Excel to manage everything. And luckily, I didn't have too many expenses, but I had a lot of income coming in from the ebook I was selling. And Excel kind of worked, and it made it very difficult during tax season. But then I got hooked up with FreshBooks, made it super easy. And guess what? You can check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat on the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. Woo! All right. Thank you so much for listening in this week. I appreciate it. If you want to head on over to iTunes and do me a quick favor, leave a review for Ask Pat. It helps out so much. I appreciate that. It helps with the rankings as well. And of course, as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Peter F. Drucker. He says, "The aim of marketing is to know and understand the customer so well, the product or service fits him and sells itself." Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you next week in the next set of Ask Pat episodes. Cheers. All the best. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.